Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for this money course. We've been talking about payday lenders a little bit, the little stores that you see popping up all over the city with the word cash usually in their name that are offering quick loans, and they try to make it look cheap through some cheap advertising. But we saw yesterday how just in Ontario, the government had to impose a maximum of what works out if you were to annualize the interest rate. What works out to an over 500% interest rate, which is still ridiculous. It looks small when you consider a loan of just 2 weeks, $21 on $100, looks small, but if you think about it in terms of an annual interest rate to compare it to a credit card or a line of credit, you'll quickly realize that 500 something percent interest rate is never worthwhile. Now you can imagine how much worse maybe these companies were trying to get away with before the Ontario government had to impose a ridiculous limit like 546%. And that's why there are other rules in place in Ontario as well about payday lenders, and it's important for anyone considering using one of these payday lenders to know what they are and are not allowed to do. So under the Act, you can't be charged more than $21 for every $100 that you borrow. We've already talked about that one. You also can't be sold or offered any goods and services other than the payday loan. They can't bundle anything together to make it look better than it is. You have to have 2 business days to cancel a contract for a payday loan without any penalty and without having to give a reason. You're allowed to have some buyer's remorse. And finally, rollover loans are not allowed, meaning you can't roll over what you owe on a payday loan into another payday loan. This is because you can't get another payday loan from the same lender before paying your first loan in full. Now, some people obviously are going to abuse that and go get loans from other payday lenders to pay back their loan from the first payday lender and so on. You can imagine how easy it is to spiral into debt using these kinds of businesses, even with these very limited rules imposed on them. Now, there are some other rules about what else they can and can't do. Here they are. They have to be licensed with the Ontario government and follow the rules set by the Payday Loans Act. They have to include specific information on the first page of your contract, including the amount you're borrowing, the number of days your loan is for, what you will pay to borrow the money, and they can never ask or accept payment by automatic deduction from your paycheck. They can't take your wages, not without going to court. And they have to display a poster and give out a flyer that explains the cost of taking out a payday loan over time. Now, in introducing this topic in the last day of the course, I compared the payday lenders like this to loan sharks, and I said they're really not all that different. They're both exploiting people, and they're exploiting vulnerable people. People without access to other credit. People who are in a tough spot in life. People who just need a short-term loan, and they're exploiting them and taking massive amounts of interest. They're acting very much like loan sharks, and I think that's why the Ontario government had to impose some other rules as well to keep them from acting like loan sharks. They can't contact you more than 3 times a week, not including regular mail, or on holidays. They can't contact your spouse, family, household members, relatives, friends, neighbors, or acquaintances at any time. They can't process a post-dated check or pre-authorized debit more than once if it's going to result in your financial institution charging you fees like overdraft or insufficient funds. And they cannot use threatening or intimidating language or excessive or unreasonable pressure. You can see, obviously, there how the government is trying to stop these people from acting like loan sharks, from putting pressure on people, intimidating them, from calling up their acquaintances to embarrass them. You can tell you're dealing with a fishy, ugly industry when these kinds of rules have to be imposed, and the Ontario government actually wants to impose more. Now, as if these aren't reason enough, the Bible actually provides a basis for a lot of these usury laws that we have. Maybe you've not heard that term before, but usury is a term, comes from the Bible, used to describe an exploitative lending practice. Somebody who's lending money in order to exploit others and profit from them inordinately. Canada has an usury law. They're not supposed to be able to charge you more than 60% annually. And the only reason these payday lenders get away with what they do is because they're calling it a 2-week loan. And nobody pays attention to the annual rate as a result. However, we do have laws in Canada, and a lot of it can be traced back to the Bible. And I'll read a couple passages to you from the Bible about usury. The first one comes from Deuteronomy. You shall not charge interest on loans to your brother, interest on money, interest on food, interest on anything that is lent for interest. You may charge a foreigner interest, but you may not charge your brother interest. That the Lord your God may bless you in all that you undertake in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. All that talk about brother was directed at the Jews. It was to let them know that within their country, as a theocracy, as a country under God, they had to follow particular rules. And although other countries were going to charge one another interest, and were going to charge interest to their fellow countrymates, the Jews were not to do that. Here's one from Leviticus. If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and a sojourner, and he shall live with you. Take no interest from him or profit, but fear your God, that your brother may live beside you. You shall not lend him money at interest, nor give him your food for profit. You can see there how God wanted us to respect his image in everyone. He didn't want to see people taking advantage of one another, especially those who believed in God as one household of faith. He didn't want them as brothers and sisters to be exploiting each other. And that's exactly what these payday lenders or loan sharks are all about. So when the Bible and the government agree, we should pay attention. Clearly, we've got a nasty practice. It needs to be stamped out. So here's a question for you to think about and discuss. What other rules do you think should be in place for payday lenders? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.